It's back to school.
I'm never coming back to school! Never!
Have I mentioned that back in high school, I was a cow?
My wife's a substitute teacher. I know all the tricks.
I've got it bad, so bad. I'm out the teacher.
Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
I swear to God, I'm sick. I can't go to school.
There's a pair of smart young people.
Yeah. Hey there, smart mama.
High school is great!
I was behind a family, well, a mom and two kids the other day at the Walmart. And the Walmart.
The.
Mm-hmm. And they were doing the back-to-school shopping. And I sat there and I watched. And I'll be honest with you, it made me smile.
Oh.
It made me smile. And they bought the big package of colored pencils.
Yeah, we needed
all
that.
All different colors.
The list?
Yeah.
Now.
Hey. Right upstairs.
Okay.
I wiped out half my list.
Shh.
Listen. Pencil.
Oh, yeah. They got all in the room up there.
I know. I've checked the room.
It's been
cleared
up. What you might want to do is get the list and check the room again.
So we get the list,
we raided the office closet.
I remember as a kid, you know, you get this, you know, bring in your crayons. We got that basic stuff. But now, because schools don't have...
Scotty's got a handful of highlighters.
That was on my list. I bought a pack.
I just bought two.
But now you have to do disinfecting wipes. You have to bring in tissues. You have to bring in hand sanitizer.
No, you don't. Well, yeah, whoa.
That's all on the list.
This is what
I will tell you the list, and you're going to be surprised.
Let me tell you what you used to have. A lot of you will remember. You had pencils.
Yep.
You had
pencil
a
box.
You had a ruler. You had in a pencil box. You had an eraser.
Yep.
You had a protractor, which now, holy crap,
it's a weapon.
It's a total weapon.
It's a shank.
My mom bought one for Parker, and he goes, "What is this?" I'm like, "I don't think you need it. You're in first grade."
It's a protractor. Do they even use them anymore? I mean,
Parker already has.
They were like knives. You could hijack something with a protractor.
And I was like,
I promise you that there are people listening right now that don't even know what a protractor is.
Absolutely.
No familiarity with a protractor. You know.
I'm going to read you the list we got.
Wait a minute. Let me think if there's anything else. We did the erasers, pencils, rulers.
Of course, you got to have a couple notebooks in there.
Did you? I don't know. Not paper clips. It wasn't like that.
No. Laura did.
Yeah. That's. It used to be pretty basic. And like some type of notebook. You know, some type of notebook. Like for me, it was like the three-ring binder with the loose leaf paper in it.
Yeah.
And maybe a couple of those spiral binders, which were the worst.
Yeah.
When you'd pull those out and then the end of the paper would be all frayed and it would get all over the place. What a pain in the ass. It was pretty simple, though.
You could have a pen with an eraser.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, so what else?
This is just for the first... I mean, it gets kind of crazy as you go through the years, but this is for first graders. And this is just the basic list, and then your teacher will supply you with another list once you get in school. But that you need,
and maybe throw in a box of small Crayola crayons, just like the eight basic colors. But
your number two pencils, sharpened, backpack,
sharpened,
box of tissues for the class, hand sanitizer to share with the class.
Wait a minute.
Disinfecting wipes.
Let me stop you along the way. What do I need to provide tissues for the class? How about everybody bring in their own?
Well.
What kind of society is this? A socialist? What the hell's going on?
Box of tissues, hand sanitizer, disinfectant wipes, all for the class. Paper towels.
Wow.
Okay, so am I actually like
bringing paper towels?
Well,
get out.
Look at the young kids. They're making messes and stuff.
There's no teachers that are requiring paper towels.
Is this legit from yours? This is my school list. This is what I had to shop for. My bill was crazy.
What you should ask yourself is, what are your taxes paying for?
Well, it's a private school.
No, it's not.
Okay.
This is public school.
I'm learning
in Manchester.
All kinds of stuff here. Go ahead.
Disinfectant wipes, dry erase markers, because they don't use chalkboards anymore. Mm. Crayons, glue sticks, highlighter, homework folders, pencil box, and scissors. That's for the first graders.
Scissors. Now, so they're giving them scissors now. You get the little plastic scissors with the slight little metal blade, maybe something safe.
I bought
those
safe ones.
Okay.
Of course you did.
Kids can't have anything around because they're going to choke on them, but we're going to give them scissors. I have to bring a roll of paper towels to give to my kid to bring to school. No wonder they got 55-gallon backpacks.
In second grade, I'm reading the second grade list, earbuds and headphones are on there. I don't know what that's for, but the same thing: tissues, sanitizer, paper towels, disinfecting wipes. Those are in all the lists.
You're gonna listen to Mrs. Johnson's iPod. I got some Duhast
on
there.
Hope you guys like some Rammstein.
Because we're gonna give you some Rammstein Duhast. That's the first thing.
Yeah, when I went shopping and I was looking at this, I'm like, I have to buy paper towels. And so now I've loaded up his backpack. He's not gonna be able to walk into school in the first day.
Can I ask a question?
So what about his briefcase?
I want to ask a question for those of you at home. That are in that zone, okay, where you've had to get the kids their first day of school. Is that legit? Is that what she just said? Is that, are you doing the same thing? Like, what did they ask you for to bring, what did kids have to have for their first day of school? I'm gonna open up the phones at 888-556-7625.
The list that you read, it seems to be a little bit more of the younger grades, like stuff like that. But it's Sadie, Sadie got her list in the mail, like, during the summer, what she needed, and she went and got it. Nora will get it on the first day of school.
Paper towels.
Being in high school.
Like, I'm going to bring paper towels for the entire class. Come on.
Am I bringing snacks for the whole school, too?
You have to do it now. Are they... The school doesn't
have to do it.
Well, the school doesn't have enough.
The bounty, I like better than Viva.
No, see, I'm a Viva girl, so I supplied Viva.
Don't bring me any Viva or any Brawny.
Viva's good, but
Viva's the best. It's nice and Viva, you picks up everything, and it's
right now. I got at the house. I got the Steve Carell's little bad guy characters. I thought we were all adults at the house.
All right, hold on. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
This is Matt.
All right, Matt. So, what did you have to? Is it, are you currently in the zone where you have to get back to school stuff?
Yeah, I got one in kindergarten and one in second grade, and we did it all yesterday. Hand sanitizer, tissues, Ziploc bags.
Propane.
All right, wait a minute. So you had to buy Ziploc bags, so your kid had to bring a box of Ziploc bags to class?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
She does weed on the side.
More for classroom than just them, but... Yeah.
I get
she sells medical marijuana on the side.
I understand, like, what they're doing, what the teachers are doing, are asking you to do the community thing because the school certainly ain't paying for it, and it, all that extra stuff comes out of the teacher's pocket most of the time. I get it. But Ziploc bags, paper towels, that's a bit, wow.
You got us. I mean, there's enough funding going to the schools, so you got to pick up the slack.
What's the weirdest thing you had to get?
Probably the Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
Because I was just sitting there like, what do they need like 70 Ziploc bags for?
Yeah.
Times however many kids are in my kid's class.
Yeah. I think Scotty's right. I think maybe a little,
Medical marijuana.
Medical marijuana business going on inside. You know, you're kicking out a nickel bag or something like that. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Morning.
So is that what she, what Laura said, is that what your experience is this year or what?
No, my son's going into seventh grade. I didn't see any of that kind of stuff. Do you know when he was younger? That wasn't put on our list for things. They suggested if you wanted to donate things like that to the classroom, that was okay. But I've never had that on a list, saying you have to bring this in because, I'm sorry. But, you know, over the years, here's some paper towels. Here's some hand sanitizer.
Right.
When they're doing different projects.
Yeah.
They'll ask for a donation of something like that.
Jessica, let me ask you, as the parent of a seventh grader, do they say, make sure your kid has an iPhone 8? What are they, what are they saying?
I was asked to bring a calculator with a plus and minus sign, and so she said less than $10. I'm really wondering why a seventh grader needs a 2-inch three-ring binder, but hey, my son has one.
Okay.
Because that's what the teacher specified.
Okay.
My daughter had to bring in 2 throwaway phones.
Lovely.
2 burner phones. They call them burner phones.
Plus the baggies.
Got to be able to ditch them. Got to be able to take the SIM card out.
I just bought burner phones.
What is that? The guy looked at me funny. I think I'm on a watch list now. I bought 2 burner phones, for Christ's sake. Let's go to Melissa.
Does anybody buy their phones at Cumberland Farms? 2 burner phones.
I don't know. Now I'm signed up for Cricket Wireless. I don't know what the hell's going on. Melissa, go ahead. So you say that Laura's list is normal.
Yes,
wow.
It is.
Crazy,
a
man. A
girlfriend of mine that I work with has all of that stuff on the list. Plus, there's M&Ms and some other like foodie things that they have to bring in. Because some of the kids don't bring them in, so you're kind of supplying for the other kids that don't bring it in.
Right.
I don't understand the M&Ms.
And you know what kills me? Let me just
probably,
say this.
It probably rewards them throughout the year for doing good things.
Oh, so now
Melissa,
I have to reward the other kids.
Melissa, let me say this because I want to be clear. I think teachers go into their pocket for way too much than they should, and they definitely deserve more support. And I also think I would be glad to kick in for people that can't afford it and are struggling to have hard times. But here's what I don't want to kick in for. The lazy-ass parents who just don't care enough to do it. Those are the people I don't want to kick in for. But they can afford to do it. They just don't because they don't care. That's the person I don't want to carry the water for.
What are we teaching them? What are we teaching them in life?
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Or they're just not doing it because
they're on some high and mighty principle. Well, I'm not going to pay for that.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I got you. See, that's Scotty right there. Thank you.
No, believe me.
Thank you for the call.
For 16 years, no. I was married to a school teacher. Yeah, and believe me,
they
we
put
went
out,
grocery
yeah.
shopping. We bought snacks.
Absolutely.
We bought all that extra stuff. And because a kid's not going to learn if they're hungry.
Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. Listen, I don't have no kids in school yet. We're having our first baby soon, but I was just calling on what you were saying. What are they going to have to bring toilet paper in next to?
Don't be surprised.
You know what? I actually, when I was reading the list and I got the paper towels, I figured that would be on there just because I had no idea what else they
Mike,
needed.
You buy the one ply.
So when you have your baby, and good luck to you and your wife with your baby, let us know. We'll bring you to the station. You can go in the cabinet across the hall there. They got a ton of it down there.
Yeah.
You won't have to worry about it.
I don't know why you're going out and buying that stuff. Yeah. It's right here at the station.
You come down, you take a few of them, and you're on your way.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy? We'll take care of you.
Two highlighters on us. You're welcome.
Right.
There you go.
And
all
a
right.
burner phone.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, burner phone.
Thank you very much. Thanks, man. Oh, I love the burner phone. That's just fun. Well, anyway, back to school stuff. That's pretty funny.
Yep.
Man, oh, man. And that's, you know, I'm going to be doing a thing coming up here. You know the hashtag yesterday that was all over Twitter was one of the trending topics on Twitter yesterday was hashtag you're a real adult when. And I believe you're a real adult when you start bitching about things like this.
Like having to find.
Yeah, like when you look back and go, rah, 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 you're the old man yelling, get off my lawn, you know.
I mean.
It's too funny.
We did it. And I remember doing it, but just some of that stuff you'd go after a while, you're like, are you serious?
Narcan? Really?
That's
I don't think
be
so.
On the list. It's unbelievable.